Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Amen. We thank God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We enter in this morning. I still got all praise, Lord, and honor. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to come in and have your way right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch every heart and mind of your children this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, from that we come this day, O Lord, thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, for God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you gave your angels charge over us. Amen. Hallelujah, keeping us safe from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of your love, Lord God, as you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, O Lord. Hallelujah. Repenting in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something. We come to you out of the intimate Lord relationship that we have with you. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come to you this day, oh God, with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you. We thank you for loving us and that you sent your only begotten Son, the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. And we thank you that he died on the cross for us, hallelujah, and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus, hallelujah, is the Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for our salvation, which includes healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus brought all our shame and carried away all our infirmities. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil in his lives. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, move mighty right now. Hallelujah. In this service. Hallelujah. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in the mind. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin openly and in secret in the fires of your love, oh God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We break and destroy all agreements with the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth of, who we are, and what we can and cannot do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lost all thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, and hatred, and heart, and finally affliction, jealousy, lust, and loneliness, lying, and lust, and perversion, obsession, or coldness, and all that kind of emotion.
feed and pride, addiction of religious spirits and freedom spirits and liberty spirits and rebellious spirits and mental illnesses, soul ties and suicide, trauma, unbelief, my Lord, my God, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you that we can declare the God that delivers right now. By faith, we receive our deliverance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, increase our faith that we can receive a miracle of deliverance this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anything that was poisoning our bodies, hallelujah, we declare the God that we are delivered from it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Just to keep us in perfect peace. Oh, please, Lord, sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God. That our thoughts be holy, righteous, and be unto you, oh God. We choose them by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us and abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, and otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all right now. And we ask you, Father God, to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is our prayer that all be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. All comes into Christ Jesus. Receive Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we forgive ourselves. Amen. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Give us the grace, Lord God, to walk in your spirit, not in the flesh, hallelujah, or to be led by the enemy and his lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, your grace, and forgiveness right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our prayers are through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're redeemed. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. We break in mind every generation of course in our life and our family bloodline in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. And we break any and all vows and pledges and ceremonies and unholy oaths and alliances that we have knowingly or unknowingly made with the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We draw bloodline now. We declare in the blood that we are redeemed from all curses because you have made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare the prayer by faith that Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby, and he loves us. Amen. We receive your love now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we stand against every spirit that is on us, in us, or attached to us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil assignment against our lives and those in our family and those that we are in charge of. Amen. And all who we pray for, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit in us to come out of us right now. Come out of our family. In the mighty name of Jesus, the devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed. We are saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our life. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come off us, come out of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God, that who the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation. Our healing, our deliverance, regardless of sin. As your word commands, help us to capture every thought that defies your word, oh God. Help us, hallelujah, to my heart with grace, wrong thoughts, with your thoughts, oh God. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against us and our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, teach us, oh God, to walk in your ways and in your stature. Fill us with our inner man, oh God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us overflowing, oh God, with your living water. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we fill us down before all, my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the prayer that we're covered from the crown of our head to the shoulder of our feet. Amen. And we take out, hallelujah, the shield of faith, and we quench every fire we don't have to hear. Amen. May the enemy burn up with the fire of the fire, oh God. May the works of the enemy be burned up with the fire, God. God, right there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, mighty Lord, my God, and we take the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose from everything that's attached itself to us. From the enemy, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we declare the crown of victory right now, hallelujah. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When Jesus came and he conquered the whole world, amen? And because we are in Christ, we are more than conquered. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Oh, we're studying your word today. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are here. Hallelujah. So we are seeing our healing right now, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, release your healing on us right now. Your healing anointing, oh God. In the life of your children as well, oh God. You know, need the healing, oh God.
We
plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every harm, vehicle, or form of transportation that we may take on today. Amen. We plead the blood over in and all around about it. Every street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, a home, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree the cry of the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for the Lord. Amen. We bless your name. We call upon you, God, of all hope, O God. For those of us that lost hope, O God, let hope come and be sealed. In the name of Jesus Christ, let hope be restored, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise, O God, the Lord, our comfort, the comfort of those who have lost a loved one this day, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let peace come and be sealed, O God. Lord, let your touch your heart and mind, O God, that they will know that you are with them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let peace reign over their lives, O God. And in our homes, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let the fruits of your spirit take root and manifest in our lives, O God, and unto your children, O God. Not left in one. We declare and declare in the holy and the mighty name of Jesus Christ that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We declare and declare our hallelujah by faith. That we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. That we are filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that we don't owe anyone anything but to love. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. For God has made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. We're blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. We thank you, Lord God, because it's you that have blessed us. It is you that has given us the authority to speak. Hallelujah. To decree a thing and instead of establishing this earth. And we declare the plan in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our Lord of Lords is about to intervene right there and turn it all around for our good. So all things are working together for the good of our life. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We declare the plan of our faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that we are blessed. Hallelujah. That our children are blessed. Our grandchildren. Hallelujah. Great-grandchildren. Mothers and brothers and sisters. Husbands and wives. Amen. Hallelujah. Are there for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are blessed. Because you are blessed with, O Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your continued protection, O God. O Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on this day, O God. That you fall blessed upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we need your glory, your Shekinah glory tonight, there, O God. Lord, we lift up our hands to receive from you, O God. We take it by faith, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God. Move mighty in this service, O God. Let your word go forward. As your minister, O God, as your apostle decrease, that you may have all the increase, have your way. O Lord, change us, O God, and make us more like you, O God. We come to be changed on today. We come to receive change on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. O Lord, so I say, O Lord, change us, O God. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let our will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you. We declare the crown that we're going from glory to glory to glory. The wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to the Hosanna Maritishataya. Yes, Lord, we bless your name. Move on us right now, God. Do all that you can do, oh God. And we know that you can do all things, but move mighty, oh God, in the life of your children, oh God. Where there's been blinds, oh God, let fight come and take place, oh God. Hallelujah. Where there's been chaos, oh God, and misunderstanding, let peace come, amen, and take place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you that you restored us, oh God. We thank you for restoration this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's open up our mouth and just thank God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord God. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's a Sunday service this morning. This is the day that God has made, and we shall rejoice evermore, because God is so good. He is so worthy to be praised. Amen. We would like to welcome every single one here to Sunday service, wherever you are. We are so grateful that you have welcomed us into your homes, Apostle Tawanika and I. You know, this is a very precious time that God has given us believers everywhere, you know, to come and worship, ushering in the Holy Spirit. So we just want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And we want to welcome you here to Sunday service. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like for you to press 1. Press 1, because we would like to recognize you. We would like to personally welcome you. And if you have any prayer petitions, if there's something that you want to bring, you know, to the throne of grace, not to us, but bring it to Jesus, this is an opportunity where we come to God in prayer. This is a time, you know, where we set aside. All times is a good time to pray, but this is the time that we have designated for prayer. You know, God says, you know, when there are two or three are gathered together in his name, asking on anything, he said that he would do. Amen. So this is that opportunity for us. So we just want to say welcome. Welcome every single one of our family members and friends here in Texas, Houston, Texas, and all the surrounding areas. Welcome every single one of our family members and friends here in Louisiana. Amen. We love y'all. We love y'all so much. All of our brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles here and here with us in from New York City. God bless y'all. God bless you so much. Y'all have been so wonderful, you know, so faithful, you know, showing up to church. You know, we appreciate it so much. You know, y'all helping us, believers everywhere, you know, to come in and worship God. Every single one of our brothers and sisters there in Chicago, Illinois. You know, our brother is up there. You know, he's doing the work of God, Mr. Lauren Green and his family. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we will bring our very own. This is my uncle. Uncle Joel Washington, you know, he's such a beautiful man in spirit. We're going to bring you on, Uncle Joel, to bless us in your ministry and song. Uncle Joel.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning.
Good morning.
Yes, God is good. First of all,
amen.
You know, before I give y'all the other news, you know, my birthday is Tuesday. I know you're not going to forget, so I don't want you to forget, you know. I'll be 73 years old. Your uncle will be 73 years old. I just thank God for him keeping me here this long. And we can get in that later. But what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to put Miss Bessie Norman in prayer and Denise Summers. She lost her son. And, you know, it's just a hard time now. She went out, Miss Bessie Norman's one of our church members, and that's her daughter. And they're going through some hard time now. Y'all pray for the family, for God to get them the strength to get through this, because we all have a cross to bear. And like I said, yeah, I just want them to know that her son bear his cross, you know, and he gonna be all right. And, you know, God,
amen.
Y'all just keep them in prayer. Okay.
Amen.
Your mother is a friend, she be with you until the end. No other one on earth like her you will find. On her you can depend for helping hand to lend. A mother loves her children all the time. Oh, when children go away, mother pray for them both night and day. She's always keep caressing on her mind. Whoa, she's always down on her knee, crying, Lord, have Lord, have mercy, please. A mother will love her children all the time. Yes, your mother will love her children all the time. Yes, your mother will love her children all the time. Oh, no matter must be the crime, she will say this, this child is mine. Your mother will love her children all the time. God bless you, Miss Summers, and God bless you. Bless you, Miss Norman. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Uncle Joel, for blessing us in your ministry here at the Gospel Public Ministry. We thank you for being with us. I can't remember a time where you didn't step right in, you know, to help us out. We thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in such a mighty way, you know, to be able to help us, you know, right there in that place where we need it, helping your brothers and sisters, everyone that's in need. You have really been a beautiful man in spirit. So we just want to just say thank you and God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too.
Amen, amen. You know, at this time, let us prepare ourselves to have Holy Communion. You know, this is that opportunity to where we all come together remembering the finished works of Jesus Christ. And we understand that every single thing that is concerning our lives, it's a finished work. Well, this is that place where Jesus had told us, you know, in every single opportunity that you have, remember, you know, that is already done. So if you do have your communion elements with you, whether you have bread, whether it be cracker, cookies, whatever it is that you have, juice or water or wine, whatever you have, let us prepare ourselves to have Holy Communion. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God again that we can come. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. So I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
My Lord, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. And you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and nailed and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we say right now, by faith, by your stripes, that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us and for touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took this bread, you broke it, you said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you, and we partake it right now in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, my Lord, my Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood alone is our atonement. Your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, iniquities, and transgressions and trespasses. For your blood, Lord Jesus, it heals us in your holy name. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. It's in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And every single body do say amen, amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. How many know that the blood of Jesus, it makes us whole again? How many know that? So we just shall remember that every single moment, every single time. When you find yourself in that place that believing or thinking some type of way that God doesn't love you, or this is the end, that this is too much, that you can't overcome this, that you can't come out of that, or this is what the doctor said, you know, this is the diagnosis, this is what's going on in my home, my relationship. Don't forget that we have the blood of Jesus. We got Jesus Christ working on the inside. So by our faith, we stand right here in this place knowing that we are overcomers because we are overcome by the precious blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So stay right there in that place. Stay right there in that place, church, knowing that all is well with you in your house. All is well with you in your relationship. All is well with you and your children. All is well because Jesus Christ is well and he lives on the inside of you. Therefore, you are well in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen again. So at this time, we're going to have a song selection. Stay right here with us. We'll have a song selection and then we'll come back to you with the preach word. Amen. Amen again.
Of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy.
forgiven.
My past
is over.
It's over.
Oh,
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity to be right here to receive the message. Hallelujah. The preached word that's definitely being led by the Holy Spirit. So I would like for y'all to help me to welcome our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sister in Christ, this beautiful woman of God, God's anointed apostle that he have called, hallelujah, and have equipped her for the calling. We thank God for this opportunity to have Apostle, my beautiful wife, Apostle Talanika Manning. You know, she's definitely a woman that yields to the Holy Spirit. She does not waste an opportunity to wake up every single morning early and to go in prayer, you know, to be able to hear from God, you know, to war in the spirit. But most of all, hallelujah, to bring the word of God to you. So help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Talanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise
hallelujah.
This morning. Amen. Thanking God that he has helped us again.
Amen.
He is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. It is an honor and a blessing. I give God all praise, glory, and all honor goes to our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. God bless the pastors and hallelujah ministers on the roster. And again, I just thank God for this opportunity to be here today once again. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. So let us pray as we enter in. Father God, I just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this set time once again if you allowed us to come, Lord God, boldly to receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take the rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now and for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, even in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, oh God. Let us receive our daily bread right now, Father God, that our spiritual bellies may be full. Lord, we just want to say thank you. And we want to ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2. Amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. And everybody, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory. Yes, your kind of glory. And your presence, and it's in Jesus' name that we come, and amen, and we receive to God be the glory, amen, 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 hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, I'm so glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord, hallelujah, Lord, we are here once again because God remembered you on today, amen, God remembered us on today, and that God has kept us, there is nothing that we did ourselves to keep us here, but God did it, amen. When you come to understand and know that you have a lot to shout about, amen? You have a lot to thank God for because he has kept you, amen? That you can pick up your phone and call your loved one and they answer, amen? Know that God has kept them. So we just thank God on today. And with anything else, even when it's all, when they were saying that song, God, if you don't know anything else, you've already done enough. The fact that we can even say that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's so much going on in this world. I want you all to bear with me this morning. Hallelujah. I've had some going on with my mouth. I have a broken tooth and just dealing with that kind of pain. But Pastor Man has prayed over me this morning, and we declare and declare all is well, all is good. You know, we have to speak over ourselves and remember the word of God and what the word of God says, because this morning, and I'm just going to be transparent about that, I didn't even know if I would be able to get up and to be on the line this morning, because I was really down in my body and not feeling well, and I tossed and turned all through the night with pain and, you know, just trying to find a way to alleviate the pain and praying and sometimes not being able to open my mouth, but pushing through and just say, God, I trust it. I just want to say thank you. Can you thank God through the pain when it doesn't feel good, when it doesn't look good, can you still say, Lord, I still thank you that you're keeping me, amen, and you got to look at it like this. So I thank God that I was able to, I said, Lord, only by your strength that I will be able to get on the line this morning and to bring the word forward. I want to always be able to be in a position where God has called me to do, amen, and not depending on my own strength, but the strength of the Lord, amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength, amen, and so I'm so happy. I want you to understand why I'm so excited about being here this morning, because I didn't think I would be able to be here and be in position, but God. Amen. But God, I tell you at the last minute, I'm just like, Lord, only I can't do it, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I stood on the word of God, and I thank God for his word. Amen. So this morning, again, bear with me, you all, as we enter in, allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. The message on today is God is already answering. Hallelujah. How many know that God has already answered? Amen. While you're praying, God has already answered. The Bible says in Isaiah, if you go with me, I want to start off with Isaiah 65 and 24. We're going to go several places here in the Bible, but I won't go too fast that you can't catch what I'm delivering today by the Holy Spirit. So we just thank God for the Holy Spirit that is leading this charge this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, as I decrease right now, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 65 and 24, Isaiah 65 and 24, the Bible says, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. I want you to understand, church, that God is already answering. And some of you say, well, I'm praying, and God is not answering. So sometimes God answers no. Wait. And sometimes it's yes. I want to say sometimes it's no wait, and sometimes it's yes. But God is already answering. Hallelujah. How many of us know when we go to our father, go to our mother, and ask, sometimes they'll say, not right now. Yet it may not be the answer that we want, but they've already answered. I want you to understand it, because you said, I'm praying, and you said that God is already answering, but nothing has happened. But God is saying, no, wait, not right now, or yes. God is already answering. And see, a lot of times we're wanting God to answer the way that we are petitioning our prayers. But I want you to understand that God already knows what we need before we ask. Sometimes we pray a want and not needs. Amen. So understand that God is already answering. So there were several scriptures that came to mind. Hallelujah. God gave me this word this week as I was studying the word of God, that he was already answering. There were several times in the Bible that he was already answering while they were still praying. If we go over to the book of Genesis chapter 24, hallelujah, I won't be before you long. Amen. We go to the book of Genesis chapter 24. In verses 12, I'll read the 23, then I'm going to drop down in that same chapter to 45 to 46. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 24, verse 12 to 23, the Bible says, then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, and I will also give your camels a drink. Let that be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. And what she says, and it happened, before he had finished speaking, that beholds Rebecca, who was born to Bethuel, son of Melchi, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her picture on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin. No man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, please let me drink a little water from your pitcher. Hallelujah. So she said, drink, my Lord. Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when he had finished giving him a drink, hallelujah, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man wondered at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. So it was when the camels had finished drinking that the man took a gold nose ring weighing half a shekel and two bracelets for her wrist weighing 10 shekels of gold and said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, please, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge? I want you to understand, God is already answering. When we jump down to verse 25 through 46, the Bible says, but before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebecca coming out with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, please let me drink. And she made haste and left her pitcher, hallelujah, down from her shoulder and said, drink and I will give your camels a drink also. So I drank and she gave the camels a drink also. So we see here in scripture that when he was praying, while he was asking, God was already answering. I want you to understand that we serve a God that answers prayers. Amen. I want you to understand that God still answers prayers today. Hallelujah. The Bible says when a righteous cry out. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is still answering prayers. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If we go on to the book of Acts, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm well, all is good. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 12, and I'll give you all a chance to get there with me. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Understand that God is already answering. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 12 through 15, Acts chapter 12, verse 12 through 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to give everybody a chance to get there. Amen. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts 12, chapter 12. Amen. So when he has considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, you are beside yourself. Yet she keep insisting that it was so. So they said, it is his angel. Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Hallelujah. I want you to know that they were praying at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the Bible tells us that they were praying at the same time. They were praying. What they were praying for was that Peter would be released. Amen. But they were still praying. They did not believe at the time that their prayers were being answered because they were still praying for him to be released. And they told her to go and you beside yourself. There's no way that if Peter had to go and got to be his angel. Hallelujah. And they wouldn't let the prayer that you understand that God is already answered even while we are still praying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I want you to understand, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of whatever you're going through, in the midst of why you're praying, while you're in the midst of why you're trusting God to do it, God has already answered. I was praying with one of my daughters for 7 days, and she just said, I need a breakthrough, I need a breakthrough. I said, your breakthrough is already here. And she couldn't believe that the breakthrough that she was waiting for was already here because we were still praying before the 7 days of God. It already answered. He said, oh, God is waiting for you to move and trust in him to do what you're asking to do. Hallelujah. Know that he's a God that answers. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So Hallelujah. Do you know that he's hallelujah? If you just, hallelujah, take the veil off your eyes, you take the covering off your eyes, the cataract to see that God is already answered. If you look and see and know that God is already moved, you never move the way you wanted God to move. Know that God is already answering your prayer, amen? But you got to look and see for yourself, amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh glory, hallelujah. That God is already answering while you're asking, while you're speaking, while you're speaking, he's already answering. Hallelujah. You may not understand right now, but it's over and by and by. God is already answered. Pastor, why I'm still hurting? Don't you know that God has already answered you? You may say, wait right there, because if he's giving it to you right now, you know you're going to go back. Just wait a little while. Sometimes God will say, wait, but it doesn't mean that he has an answer, because even in the way he's answered, even in the no, he's answered, even in the yes, he's answering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, you just come and get to walk by faith and not by sight. And know that God's name is praying, but he needs you to move. Hallelujah. Knowing that he already answered. He wants to go ahead and check and see it, huh? Because you know that he's already answered, because you're walking by faith and saying, I decree and I declare, because God has given me the authority and the power. Hallelujah. And I can decree a thing, and it's showing me service in this earth. But I now walk by faith, and I'll see what God has in the job. See, there's another thing we say, God, your God will be done. So when you're praying, God is answering according to his will for your life. Amen. If you just move out the way and trust and believe what God says.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
God is already answering.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're looking for an answer from God today, he's already answering. And sometimes when God says no, we so badly want God to say yes. But I'm so glad that God does not answer every prayer with a yes for me. Because there's some things that I ask God for, and he answers me by saying, no, daughter, that's not for you. Hallelujah. Don't you know that God is trying to save you, save us from going down the road of destruction? We thank God for answering. We thank God for answering. Amen. See, this is one of his titles of honor. He is a God that hears prayers, and it is as truly ascribed to him as mercy or justice. Hallelujah, is ascribed to him. Amen. Hallelujah. God is already answering. What else do I have to say, church? What else do I have to say today to convince you that God has already answered? If you just look back over your life and see what God has brought you from, mother was praying, grandmother was praying, you are answered prayer. Because your grandmother prayed, because your grandfather prayed, because your mother prayed, because your father or your sister prayed, you are answered prayer.
Hallelujah.
Even when you couldn't pray for yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know that? Because even when Peter, hallelujah, when Peter was in prison, they say he was praying, so he went to sleep. He was set to be, he went to see their face and God, however you want to do it. Amen. And the angel came, amen, and delivered him from the prison. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that no prison door, no man, no nothing can hold you back from what God has for you to do or what God has for you. Amen. He will come and snatch you out. The Bible says no one can snatch you out the hands of a father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know, honey, it wasn't that Peter was praying, but the saints were praying. Amen. Hallelujah. That brought Peter out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God answers prayers. And so many times that me and Pastor Manning, we thank God we're not trying to take the credit, all credit, all honor, praise goes to God, that God had us praying for many families, and people will call back with a testimony saying how God did it. So you know, before we got off the prayer call, God was already answering. They'll call back and say, guess what, before the prayer's over, guess what, why you were praying, honey, I got delivered from that pain, from that ache. I was praying for my son to call. He called while we were on the call praying. You know, when mama was down, my mama called and said in the middle, when she thought she was going to give up, God answers prayers. He's already answering. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Get excited today, church. God is already answering. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. If we don't have a close out here, I want to read the book of Psalm 28. Sweet Rapper, here you are. And I thank you all for being patient with me on today. I thank God for the strength on today. I could not without my Heavenly Father. Amen. The Bible says, and understand that God is already answered in the book of Psalm 28. It's the Psalm of David. And I'm going to read 1 through 9, the Psalm of David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 28, I'm in the New King James Version. Amen. To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me. At least if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you. When I lift up my hands for your holy sanctuary, do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity who speaks peace to their neighbors, but evil in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. Shall destroy them and not build them up. Bless me, the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Amen. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength. Amen. And he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. I want us to understand and see this in the Bible. As David was praying, see, prayer was surrounded by trouble or wickedness. God is only our real source of strength. Prayer is our best help when trials come our way, because it keeps us in communion with God. See, we see David here when the hallelujah in verse 6. Hallelujah. Bless me, the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my soul I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, amen. And he is the saving refuge of his anointed. See, hallelujah, while David was praying, God was already answering. As he's praying here in verses 1 through 5, then you see the answer, the blessed is the Lord, amen. Because he has heard the voice of my supplication, he knows and understands what they say, that God is already answered.
Hallelujah.
He said, my heart trusted in him.
Thank you.
And I am helped. Hallelujah. He didn't say, I will be helped.
Uh-huh.
He said, and I am helped.
I am helped.
He didn't say, he may hear me. He said, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Uh-huh. If you wonder, God is hearing you. He said, because he has heard, then he has already done.
Huh?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, therefore my heart greatly rejoices. Hallelujah. And I will show you in my song, I will praise them.
Thank you.
Now will you praise him? Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Knowing that he's answered your prayers. Know that he's already answered. Before you can get up off your knees, before you can say amen, hallelujah, knowing that God has already answered, would you stand up behind you to your feet? Encourage, amen, hallelujah. Feel with joy in your heart. Rejoicing on the inside, hallelujah, that God has already answered. Will you walk by faith now? Know that God has already answered, amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Will you walk in front of the smile of your face? Know that God has already answered, even though you may not be able to see it right now. But if you get up and know and trust in him, then God said, hallelujah, it shall come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of y'all said, how long? How long? How long will you believe and trust God with all your heart and know, hallelujah, that he's already answered? That God has answered. Hallelujah. The little Apostle Paul kept asking God to remove, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
the thorn out of his side. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But he said, my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. See, God had already answered. This way you remove the thorn. He said, my grace is sufficient. But you know, if we ever, we serve God and answer. Come on now, church. Hallelujah. God is already answering.
Thank you, thank you.
He's already answering.
Amen.
Some look at it with a confused look like, what do you mean? Jesus.
Is that answer?
Is that answer? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to, as I wrap up here, we have a few more minutes here.
Yeah.
And the Lord answered, well, I want to ask this question. Has the Lord answered any of your prayers? Even if it's one. Has God answered any of your prayers? I'm sure that he has, but does it take some time to think about some of the bigger prayers that he graciously responded to your pleas? Have any of these answered prayers fallen into the miracle category? You say it's going to take a miracle for this to happen. You know, we serve a miracle-working God. That's what he does. He works miracles. We serve a God of extraordinary, not an ordinary God. Amen. It does the impossibilities. Amen. The Bible says with man it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. So some of your prayers fall into that miracle category. You look at it and say, there ain't no way that this can be able to happen. I don't see no way, but we serve a way-making God that is able to work a miracle in your life. Amen?
Yeah.
When you come to the dead end of things, and you see that it's over. Man said it's over. You said it's over. There ain't no way, but God can.
Uh-huh.
I personally discovered from scripture and experience that our Heavenly Father, our Holy Father God, loves to answer our prayers. See, once I ever be clear in exactly what it means, what our loving Creator does in answering prayers, we must stop and realize that this answer to our prayers does not always match exactly of our petition. See, this answer might come back to us in a manner of what we did not expect. See, let me get this answer. Our Holy Master might give us our first. His answer might be no. We don't want God to say no. We don't know. We don't want, but we need God to say no. Amen. In some situation we're going through, we need to hear that no, because that no will save us. Amen. So we're going down the path of destruction. See, a lot of times we're looking at God saying, Lord, I'm praying for you to do this and do that. And I said, no, that's not what I have for you. I have greater. I have greater. Believe it or not, God has greater. See, because God knows what we need. Hallelujah. A lot of times we pray and want, but God knows exactly what we need for what he's trying to get us. So, amen. Hallelujah. So the Father, Lord of the universe, isn't under obligation to say yes to every prayer we bring before him. See, that's a good thing. As I say that, to send us some of the things that we request, amen, it will hurt him in the end. It's set up to destroy us. I want us to understand, sometimes our Holy God says no to our most heartfelt requests. Have you ever discovered this to be true in your own life? See, I certainly have. If he does not give us the answer, we have been begging him many times over and over, our simple nation being inspired by the enemy of our souls trying to persuade us that we shouldn't bother to pray anymore. See, we think he might answer the small requests, but the major ones, he will not help us out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it's just the opposite. The opposite is true about our loving Holy Master. Hallelujah. He might answer yes, but you'll have to wait. The immediate answer to prayer, I want you to understand, see, even when we have children, sometimes we tell our children, not right now. It doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying, not right now. I'm not even telling my children, come back later, but not right now. Then they say, Mama, can we do this? I go, not right now, maybe later. And then later comes, hallelujah. And I may call them and say, hey, remember that you asked me for? I'm going to do it for you now. There are many things that our children come and ask us for. We say, not right now, not that we're not planning on doing it, but it's something that we have required for them to do. And then we'll release that thing. But I want you to understand, we serve a God that answers. Amen. He still answers. Hallelujah. 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 Church, I want you to be encouraged on today. Because many of us are saying, I've been praying about the same thing over and over and over, and God has not answered me. But I want you to look back over your life and see what God has already answered. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, we want immediate answers. You want them, and we want them. But God simply does not always work that way. And it gets us. He wants us to have his best. So we must be patient. See, in some cases, we must wait for his answer to come. We are the microwave generation. We put something in and we want it out in a couple of minutes. Amen. We said, that's the kind of generation that we want everything quick. We want it ready. We want it in a couple of minutes. And if we don't get in a couple of minutes, we get upset and we get frustrated. And we give up and we walk away. So that's what the enemy wants you to do. But I want to encourage you today that God answers. He's still answering right now. Even while you're praying, or even while you're asking, even while you're speaking. So we must be persistent and petition our holy God for help. He says in the gospel, the book of Matthew 7:7, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. We also come across another unique answer from our holy Lord. Yes, but not what you expected. Have you ever asked God to use you? If so, expect the unexpected. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, 5 through 6, says, we are instructed to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Amen. Another one which we might throw us off is his answer, yes. Hallelujah. And here's more. Even wonder if the Lord knows what we want or need. You ask for a want, and he gives you what you need instead. Hallelujah. All alone, no surprise. God knew what he was doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the prophet Jeremiah declares in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. Declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope in the future. See, many people think prayer is complicated. The simplest prayer can bring you the miracle you need and when you need it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you, church. Hallelujah. In your prayer life, try writing down the things that you know that God has already answered. Hallelujah. 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 God is already answering. Amen. God bless everyone here in service on today. As we pray this day, amen, we declare and declare answered prayers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that God has already answered. Father God, we just want to say thank you. That you're already answering that, God. That you're already moving and working it out for our good. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, for delivering us, oh God, from the hand of the wicked one. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, that we can speak life, oh God, and decree and declare victory and in this soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, that you send your only begotten Son to save us, oh God, that we can decree and declare that we're saved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God, because it's you, oh God, that remembered us this day, oh God. We thank you for answering prayers, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you do a new thing in us right now. We thank you, oh God, by faith that we can declare and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way, because you're God that answers. Lord, we love you and we need you, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, move body on your children, oh God. Let there be a release, oh God, of fresh oil on today in this service. From the heads of your children, oh Lord, that our head lack no oil, oh God. And our garments will remain white, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
We just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. There may be one, hallelujah, today. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation. If that's you, and today you have heard a word from God that encouraged you, will you press one today? See, God is calling every single one of us out of darkness. That means out of the place where you are, that means without him, and calling every single one into his presence, you know, to be a part of his body, to be a part of his kingdom, to be a part of his grace. Amen. If you know that is you, you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, we would like for you to press one. Apostle Tom Nico and I, we would help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. See, there's nothing that you can earn. It's all about what you can receive, or who, better yet, who you can receive, and that's Christ Jesus. Amen. It's a finished work. Amen. God answers prayers, and see, that's what the message is about today. See, your prayer should be in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. See, we pray for things, but pray up in the name of Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are saved. But see, you have to pray the prayer. You have to ask God to come to your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Will you press one today? Mm-hmm. Now all of the saints, amen, all of the saints, this means that you have already prayed the prayer of salvation. You have received Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. But see, there may be some things that you may be going through right now, and you are a believer. You're a believer no matter what. But you may not see these things manifest themselves in your life. Hallelujah. Will you come and will you bring it all over to Jesus? See, once you become a part of God's body, don't you know that you are an equal heir to the throne? You can come to Jesus and ask anything. You can ask him anything. This is God's word. But see, we may not see these things because there may be a place of unbelief or a place of disbelief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you bring it to Christ? Will you bring it to the throne of grace right now? Will you press one? We all need prayer. God answers all prayers. Hallelujah. Of the believers. And we thank you, Apostle, how you put it in that place of, it may not be the answer that you want, but it's definitely the answer that God has for you. It's definitely what you need right here, right now, above and abundance, what you ever can expect. But see, you, by faith, see, that's how things happen in our life, by our faith in what Jesus Christ has already done. So when you come in prayer, come in faith. I don't know if you can pray about anything, and expect you don't open up your mouth, and ask God for these things in the name of Jesus. But I do know when you do open up your mouth and bring these things to the cross and to lay them down at his feet and asking in that place in faith, I know that God answers prayers. Hallelujah. Did it for me. He's doing it for me right now. Will you come today? My Lord, my God. If there is someone who is looking for a church home, Apostle Taunika and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to love you in the lens, the glasses of how God shows how to love you. And that's through Christ Jesus. That's through the word of God, in truth. Amen. Right there where you are, so you don't have to get yourself cleaned up. Hallelujah. Come right there where you are. And we thank God there's no time, there's no distance in spirit. Amen. Amen. We thank God. So invite you right now, if you would like to be a part of the Gospel Public Ministry, this is an opportunity where, we're so grateful. We're so grateful, for you to be a part of us and for us to be a part of you. We're all of one body, in Christ Jesus. Will you press one? Will you press one today? Whether you're in Chicago, we have our brother there, Minister Learn, there in Chicago. He's a part of the Gospel Public Ministry. We have family members and friends that come from New York City. They come from everywhere, so there is no time and no distance. Well, you're right here in Houston with us. Will you in Louisiana, all parts of Louisiana, come. We thank you, Father God, for the word that went forward this morning. We pray right now that the Holy Spirit was able to speak to every single heart, that would speak to every single mind, to break the yokes of bondage of anything that we may have been involved in. We thank you, Father God, for answering all of our prayers in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that it is a finished work right now, and we stand on what you have already done. We maintain, hallelujah, we maintain of your finished work, what you have already done, knowing who we are. We are your righteousness. We are your righteousness that you have created, that we are created in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for every single one today, Father God, that helped us to be able to pray these prayers, to be able to lift up your name. We just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you. We give you honor and we give you glory every single day, all the days of our life. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us right now and over every single thing that is concerning us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. This time we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. If you have your tithes and offering, you can lift those up. You have Cash App. We're sending over to Cash App with Pastor Chantel. If you need other means, sending over your tithes and offering, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again, oh God, that we can give, that you're blessed, oh God, for your word, that you give seed to the sower. We decree and declare the seed is blessed, oh God, and the ground is blessed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, let there be no lack in our giving on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, you are the giver of all good things. And your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiplied the offering of the fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we give freely and not from compulsion, for there's nothing that we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son and the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours. And Father, we ask that you would use us in all we have as you will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Our announcement for today, March 6, 2022, with the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Mann, and Apostle Paul Winnie Commandy, Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer call. So you give us a call here at 845-277-9213 at 6 a.m. on Monday morning, Central Standard Time. Join us. Come on, touch and agree. Trust in God for answered prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. on our church line, 845-277-9213. And on Saturday at 1 p.m., we have our Saturday school. So please join us at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
And then Sunday we have Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. And our 10 a.m. Sunday service will be ran at 2 p.m. You all, so we'll bring it down to our one service here. So we'll run the 10 a.m. service again at 2 p.m. Amen. So those of you all that attend the 10 a.m. will still be in the 10 a.m. slot, and our 2 p.m. service will be our 10 a.m. run again. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Also, happy birthday. Anybody celebrating a birthday in the month of March, happy birthday. We know Brother Joe Washington is celebrating his birthday on Tuesday,
Lord.
I believe you said. Amen. Happy
Amen.
Birthday to
on
you, Brother
eighth.
Joe
Amen.
Washington. Pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you and strengthen you. We pray for multiple blessings and grace upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God bless you. Latter days greater than your beginnings. Amen. In the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say happy birthday to all. Jamel Henderson, Sister Henderson, our daughter and our granddaughter Kylie, happy birthday. And who else?
Amen.
Happy birthday, Shayla Williams. Happy birthday in the March. There's so many March birthday babies. Happy birthday to everyone
yeah.
that's celebrating their birthday in the month of March. Happy birthday. God bless you all. May God continue
Amen.
To. We say continue blessing favor the Lord our God upon your life. That God will continue to protect you, guide you, and lead you all the days of your life by his Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Again, God bless you. Happy birthday. Anyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of March, happy anniversary to you. We pray that God will continue to bless your union, that God will increase your love, patience, and peace. Amen. That God will increase the favor upon your marriage. Amen. That you all will live a long life together. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. March 18th, you all, we are having our Holy Ghost party at 7:30 p.m. here on our church line. So join us on March 18th. That's a Friday night. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time. So come on out to have a good time. Don't have to drive anywhere. Just call in and be a part of what God is doing on that Friday, March 18th. Amen. Again, God
Amen.
Bless you all. I believe that concludes our announcements for today. I hope I didn't miss anything. Again, happy birthday, Brother Joe Washington. We love you so much. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. That concludes our announcements for today. Let us release the pastor's blessing at this time. Amen. Again, thank you all for being here with us. You could be anywhere else, but we thank God it's fun that you're here with us this day. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry with Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself, Apostle Tony Commanding, and Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in words. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to touch every single heart today. I pray that every single one was able to receive what the message was trying to convey over to you today. And I pray, you know, that we release most holy faith over it right now, you know, that we should see all it is, you know, that we praying to God for in the name of Jesus. Let's not forget that.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless every single
amen.
One of you. We pray that
yes,
you
God.
Have a, such a beautiful, beautiful day today in Christ Jesus. Apostle Taunika and I, we love you so much. We thank you for joining us here in Sunday service, helping us to usher in the Holy Spirit and to be able to come together in prayer. We can never love you more than God loves you. Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. He has already been defeated because Jesus Christ sits on the throne and he is Lord. Amen, amen again. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All I see is look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time,
one time,
just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you
one time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. Like, can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed.